ቲኬ ሾው ጤና ይስጥልኝ እንደምን ዋላችሁ ይህ በቲኬ አካውንቲንግ ኤንድ ታክስ ሰርቪስስ በየሳምንቱ ቅዳሜ በ1100 AM ሞገድ ያየር ስርጭት ወይም www.tktaxes.com የሚተላለፍ ሳምንታዊው የቲኬ ሾው ነው። የቲኬ ሾው ሁል ጊዜ ቅዳሜ ከ1 እስከ 2 PM ከሰዓት በኋላ የሚቀርብ ሲሆን አላማው በየጊዜው የሚያጋጥሙን የታክስ ነክ ጉዳዮች ለማብራራት በአሜሪካ ላለን ኢትዮጵያውያን ከኑሯችን ጋራ የተያያዙና ለናውቃቸው የሚገቡንን ገንዘብ ነክ የሆኑ ወቅታዊ ኢንፎርሜሽን ለማሳወቅና ለማብራራት ሲሆን በተጨማሪም ከአድማጮች የሚቀርቡልን ጥያቄዎች የውይይት መስመር ፈጥረን ለመወያየት የሚተላለፍ ትምህርታዊ ስርጭት ወይም አገልግሎት ነው። አድማጮቻችን እንደምን ዋላችሁ? ተካከለ ለሳሉ ነኝ። በዛሬ ፕሮግራማችን ከዌልስ ፋርጎ ሁለት ባለስልጣኖች ጄፍሪ ዎልፍ ዲስትሪክት ማኔጀር እንዲሁም ደግሞ ማይክል ስፔንሰር ሲኒየር ሪሌሽንሺፕ ማኔጀር ስቴሽን ላይ አሉ። እንዲሁም ደግሞ የቲኬ ሾው መዋጮ አርጉልን ስላል አንድ ግለሰብ ለቲኬ ሾው ቶዮታ ፎር ራነር እንደ ስጦታ ሰጥቷል። ስለዚያው ሁኔታ እነግራችኋለሁ። ሰሞኑን ደግሞ ሌሎችም በስልክ እየደወሉ ቃል የገቡልናሉ። እነሱን ኋላ አነብላችኋለሁ ማለት ነው። ፕሮግራም እስኪጀመር ግን ትንሽ ሙዚቃ ላሰማና ተመልሼ እመጣለሁ። አንድም በፍቅሬ ናፍረዛ ልቤ ካንተነው መስከዳ በታፈደሳ መዋኘው አንተም በህያ እሺ ሙዚቃውን ትንሽ አቋርጫለሁ። First and foremost, I would like to thank both of you for being cooperative and come to our station and explain things, issues of concern to our people. አድማጮቻችን ጥያቄ ለዌልስ ፋርጎ ባለስልጣኖች ካላችሁ በአማርኛ ብትናገሩ ወደ እንግሊዝኛ ተረጉመዋለሁ። ለመጠየቅ ትችላላችሁ። መጀመሪያ ግን እነሱን ጠይቃለን። If they happen to ask in Amharic, I'll translate it right away into English. Okay. With us today is Jeffrey Wolf, district manager. Thank you for being cooperative. We've been communicating back and forth. Michael Spencer, too. We even have a meeting at the Wells Fargo in downtown Decatur. It's been a long connection since November of 2013. Now, there are some issues that our people want to know, or I want to know, or you want to explain to our people. Some of the questions that I'm going to ask you is, what is a small company for Wells Fargo in terms of the loan amount or something?
Sure. So what I would tell you is that Wells Fargo, one of the great benefits of working for such a large bank is we've got a ton of resources with inside of Wells Fargo. So for us, we actually do have a number of segments that just kind of depending on the size of the business and the needs of our business owners, we're able to adapt. So for example, in our retail branches, we've got a small business specialist, small business advocate that are there to help small business owners, typically that have annual revenues of less than $2 million. So if you're a brand new company just starting up, or if you're a company that still has annual revenues of about $2 million or less, typically the people in our retail branches are very well equipped to be able to help you with your business needs.
Great. Let me ask you some more here. How much are you focused on small businesses and small individuals, people who get $30,000, $40,000? What kind of help can you give to these people or businesses?
Sure. I mean, I think one of the biggest things is that every customer in every situation is very important to the bank, and we want to make sure that we show up and our customers are succeeding financially. We really want to make sure that we aim to meet all of their needs. There's, depending on, you know, if it's a small business loan, like Michael said, you know, we have those small business specialists out there that are willing to help. If it's something that's a larger, more complex issue, it does go up to Michael. He's a senior relationship manager in the business banking group. So it just depends on the situation that we have. One of the great things that we have, like Michael was saying, is that we have resources, especially for small businesses. We have a website that's wellsfargoworks.com. And it's a great site for businesses to actually go into. And it's a very simple approach. And it shows people how to start a business, how to run a business, and how to actually grow a business. So the resources out there are so great that's out there on wellsfargoworks.com. So it's something great for everybody to take a look at.
Well, you know, you remember that when the Obama administration came, it did put a lot of strict regulations when it comes to mortgage lending and others. How much leeway do you have? What I'm trying to imply here is our people are not high credit area type people. They're not the $200,000, $300,000 income people. They're average people who just have a decent life. And they want to grow in terms of business or getting some credits. So how much leeway do you have to accommodate those small businesses and individuals who want to get some loan?
Well, I'll handle the personal side of it. But yeah, as far as, you know, we strive to follow the law. Obviously,
yes.
Always.
Yeah.
We want to
yeah.
do that. So yeah. we want to make sure that we stay within law. But, you know, we're really locally driven, and we try to be as flexible as we can, depending on what the situation is. So the best thing is to come in and to talk to one of the bankers and to really find out what is available to them. If they're trying to build their credit, we have secured products to help them build their credit and to reestablish themselves. So I think that that's something that, you know, we try to be as flexible as we can. And I'll let Michael speak to the business side of it.
Yeah, I mean, I echo a little bit of what Jeffrey said, TK, that, you know, really the most important thing I think that we provide is really the education and the consulting kind of as your financial partner.
Yes, yes.
So, again, we service customers, all different walks of life, all different credit score ranges, all different abilities as far as how much money they've saved up and what they're looking to accomplish. The biggest thing is for you to come in and talk to a banker so that we can have an understanding of where are you right now, and where are you trying to get to in the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? And then together, we do look at that as a financial partnership. I think what Jeffrey mentioned a minute ago is very important, that, you know, Wells Fargo, we strive to help our customers achieve financial success, right? So that that's very much part of the team approach that we bring. I would tell you that, again, one thing that we try to do is to make sure that we're getting our customers in the best credit product when it's coming to loans and lines of credit to suit their needs. So sometimes customers don't really know what they need. And again, that goes back to having a good conversation with your banker to be able to understand, is a loan better suited for what you're trying to achieve or a line of credit? And then if so, what size of that loan amount should we go for?
Yes, I do understand that Wells Fargo is doing a great job on the west end side of our town, helping low-income people. It has created a good relationship with the community and community leaders. And I really want Wells Fargo also to create a good relationship with the Ethiopian community all over the United States. We are about probably more than 30,000 of us here, probably, but we may have over 200 businesses, functional businesses. And from what I feel, I think people are scared to even come and ask you because they think that you're big and you don't even deal with small people.
Sure.
So tell them something. Tell our people something about with regards to that one. Yeah.
I think that we want to get rid of the whole stodgy banker kind of feeling. We don't want people to feel like they can't come to see us, and we want to make sure that everybody, when conversations start, great things happen. So that's when we start having conversations with our customers. We're able to start to understand what their needs are and be able to assess what's going on in their situation. And everyone's situation is different. So I mean, as far as the community aspect of Wells Fargo, you know, just here in Atlanta, last year we gave $6.9 million back into the community, and we have a huge volunteer chapter that we have done over 21,000 volunteer hours just here in Atlanta. But I think one of the things, speaking to the Ethiopian community, I think that would be of interest is we support the International Rescue Committee in Atlanta, which provides humanitarian and resettlement help for refugees moving here from the Middle East and from Africa. We gave $10,000 to that organization, and we also gave them another $1,000 days of giving grant as well. So we do have a team member who's also on the board there as well. So we do appreciate diversity, and we make sure that we go out there and we support all communities.
That's good. I really feel that because even if I, last time I asked you to sponsor our New Year's festival, and you said it was too early, it was not made on time. So who knows? Maybe probably next year you could be our sponsors and help our community. And also what I would like to mention here is you were really very cooperative. You even told me that if we could have a meeting with Ethiopians, we could educate them, we could tell them about how to get loans, how to straighten up credits, what to do, how to generate plans and so forth. Fortunately, we didn't get the right time, but maybe one time we might do that and let the community talk to you live in person.
Absolutely. We're always willing to do our financial education programs, which is called hands-on banking. And before we do, if we do something, you know, more of a formal training, people can actually go to the hands-onbanking.org website, which is a website that talks about everything from all the way from K through 12 to teens to adults to even talking about a small business. There's many different education programs that are out there on hands-onbanking.org.
And go ahead.
So it's definitely it comes in English and in Spanish, and we have, you know, bankers, we have leaders, we have everybody who goes out there, and we teach everything from budgeting to credit to no matter what it is that's out there for financial services. We have a program that we can come out and we can help teach, and it's a free service that Wells Fargo provides.
That's a good area to think about. አድማጮቻችን ምንድን ነው የሚለው ያለ ብዙ ነገር የተዘጋጁ ነገሮች አሉ በተለይ hands-on-banking.org ለስሞል ቢዝነሶች የተዘጋጀ በመሆኑ ብታነቡት ይጠቅማል ከፈለጋችሁ ደግሞ any time መጥተን ትሬኒንግ ለመስጠት እንችላለን ለመንገር እንችላለን ማለት እዚህ ጋር ትንሽ ሬት ያረጋት ግን ዌልስ ፋርጎ ብዙ ብድር አላረጋም ተጠይቆ ግን እንብ ያለ ሰው አለ what I'm saying is yes people are scared but have there been people legitimately asking about some loans and they were denied just by ignoring them? No. So basically, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Right.
So I think what he's saying now is ወደ ባንኩ ሄዳችሁ መጠየቅ ይኖርባችኋል ባንኩን ማነጋገር ይኖርባችኋል what I'm telling them is you need to go to the bank and talk to people in there. And then they will address the issue, because every issue is not the same. Every person has several restrictions and so forth. Okay. Do you have any equity loan that you do now? We used to do a lot before the 2009.
Yeah, we're still doing home equity loans, and we're still doing home equity line of credit. So absolutely, come into the bank, talk to us. We'll take a look at at the value of the home and see if there's something that we can do for you. But yeah, we're still doing home equity loans.
If it's not underwater, still ብድር ለማግኘት እንደምችል ማለት በቤታችን እንትኑ ተመኑ ተደርጎ ዋጋው የጨመረ እንደሆነ still home equity loan እንዳለ ነው. Let me play another music and we'll come back. Let me play another music and we'll come back. Armacho Chachin, Yaki Nasek Binorachu, Ba Arat Yororat, Sidis Matasos, Samana Sabat Saba, Arat Yororat, Sidis Matasos, Samana Sabat Saba. What I would like to ask you is, because of the recession that started in 2006, many mortgages have been really in bad trouble. And the Obama administration, after he took power, they started loan modification, although loan modification was way, way back. It has been there forever. People didn't know that. Tell us if the loan modification is still working, and advise our listeners what to do to modify.
So as far as loan modifications, they're still active. You know, foreclosures are heading down right now in Atlanta and elsewhere. But that said, you know, still a lot of people need help. The best way to avoid any kind of foreclosure if you need a loan modification is to talk to your lender, is to pick up the phone and call, come into the bank, see us, and talk to us about what's going on in your situation. The best thing that we can do is help you, but we need to know what's going on. So, you know, we definitely want to help everybody and make sure that, you know, they stay in their home, but we really need to make sure that people come in and have a conversation. It's just like what we talked about before. When we start having conversations, great things happen, and, you know, really starting that process and, you know, having that conversation with your home lender, whoever it is, whether it be Wells Fargo or any other bank, it's about having that conversation first and really getting out there to start the process.
Can somebody have a loan modification, let's say, 2 years ago, and still, if he's economically troubled, can he apply for another loan modification?
That's something that our Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Department would handle. It's not something that I can actually speak about right now, but it's something that when you go and talk to the lender, there's everyone's situation's different. So it depends on, you know, when they got their loan, depend on the modification, depend on, you know, whether it's held with Wells Fargo. You know, it just depends on what the situation
yes,
is.
Whether it has some restrictions.
Right,
so the
absolutely.
Initial loan, for instance, sometimes they say you have to stay 5 years, you have to stay 3 years.
Absolutely.
So አድማጮች አችን ምንድነው ሚላለ modification ያደረጋችሁ ሰዎች እንደገና ሞርጌጃችሁ መክፈል ሲያቅታችሁ እንደገና አፕላይ ማድረግ እንደምትችሉ ነው አፕላይ ካደረጋችሁ ብቻ ነው የሚሳካ መሆኑና የማይሳካ መሆኑን ለማወቅ የምትችሉት ስለዚህ ሁልጊዜ ምለው ነው ከመሞከር ወደ ኋላ ማለት እንደሌለባችሁ ነው what I'm telling them now is try you'll get the answer whether it's going to work or not. So basically, you cannot say, I just modified my loan 3 years ago, so I can't. No, go and ask. They will tell you if you can do it or if they cannot do it. So it's always good to ask rather than prejudge.
Absolutely.
You want to add some more to it?
No, I think Jeffrey did a great job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question in here. How dedicated are you to small businesses? Do you deal more to the big ones or the small ones? Or where is your standing here? Because we are small.
No. Absolutely. That's a great question. And again, I'll go back to what I said earlier that, you know, one of the strengths that Wells Fargo has is yes, we deal with the large, you know, companies that you're always reading about on the news or in the newspaper. But we also are there to help our small business owners in the community. And again, the best way to do that is to reach out to your local Wells Fargo branch, talk to a business specialist that are in within the branch. And again, if there's a product or service that you need outside of their ability to help you in the branch, they can bring in a specialist like myself or within another part of the bank. So again, you know, we're there really to service everybody across the board.
One of the other things that we recently just started when it comes to small businesses, we started a new initiative called the Wells Fargo Works, like we talked about. But we also did a goal. We have a goal to lend over $100 billion over the next 5 years. So we have a very, very strategic goal. Yes. So there's money out there. So we want to get out there. We want to get it to the business community, and we want to make sure that you know Wells Fargo is there to support.
አድማጆቻችን ምን እንደሚያለ የተዘጋጀ ገንዘብ አለ አንዳንዴ ባለመጠየቃችን ነው የሚቀረው ማለት ነው so what they are saying is there is money ask
correct
you can get the loan
correct
yeah go ahead
well and something else I'll be able to tell you is that a lot of times when we sit down with a customer they know that they need cash but where the cash comes from could be multiple sources and one of the first things that we try to do when we first sit down with a client is really try to understand your business understand how do you get paid from your customers how do you pay your vendors or if you're buying product overseas how are you paying those overseas vendors and we look for ways to be able to unlock cash that you already have in your business
yep.
to make it more readily available to you so for example rather than collecting with a check and holding on to that check for a week and then taking that to your local branch, we might be able to set you up to where you can get ACH or wire transfer, electronic payments into your account, which posts much quicker and gives the business owner ability to be able to have access to those funds a lot sooner than they normally would.
That's great. I like it. አድማጮቻችን ምንድነው የሚያለ ሁልጊዜ ቁጭ ብለን ስንነጋገር መፍትሄው ለማግኘት እንችላለን ነው የሚለው አንዳንዴም ያላችሁን ካሽ እንዴት እንደምትጠቀምበትም ለመነጋገር እንችላለን ነው የሚለው ከዛ አንዳንዱ ገንዘብም እኮ አለው በሪሶርሱ አለው ግን ባንክ ሂዶ ስለማያነጋገር ነው ሌላው ለነገር ፈልገው ባንክ እንደ ሪሌሽንሺፕ መቆጠር አለበት you have to go and talk to them say hello to them if you have some issues address it right away if you have something that is really worrying you air it they will tell you it is part of their service to have some issues solved I go to them every day I mean to my banker on Claremont I go to them if I have issues I would say I have this question and sometimes I say how are you doing that's it so there has to be a closeness with your banker because it's just like a family and then the more they know you the more they can find resources to cater to your issues እሺ ትንሽ ጋብ እናረግና ተመልሼ እመጣለሁ ሙዚቃ እናጫውታለን ጥያቄ ካላችሁ አሁን ለመጠየቅ ትችላላችሁ የመጣ ነው እሺ ትንሽ ኦኬ ሌላ እናመጣለን የመጣ ነው ሲዲን ጫውት like to ask you is of course you have already clearly mentioned it but I want you to stress it that people need to come and ask a banker
absolutely and for more than one reason obviously right yes. Everybody's situation is different whether you're talking about on the personal side or on in my world on the business side every business owner everything is different right so until you really have a chance to sit down with one of our professionals it's really hard for us to be able to understand kind of where we can add some value there's in addition to that a lot of industry insight that we can provide outside of banking again because we are such a large organization chances are we've seen your type of company or a company very similar to you in the past and we can help give you some industry knowledge and some industry insight into some of the things that have helped make another business owner very successful at what they do that's something that you might be able to apply in your business as well
I could see that you want to add
like Michael said, it's all about coming to the store, and we have over 150 stores just here in Metro Atlanta. So it's about finding the store that's the closest to you. We like to be that community bank. We like to have a community feel. So we want to make sure that we're helping the communities that we serve. So just come in, have a conversation, and our professionals will do the rest. We'll ask the right questions, and we'll get you on a financial plan that will be on your way to success.
And TK, I would say, you know, don't hesitate to come in today. Even if you've got something where it's a company that you're dreaming about starting up a year or 5 years down the road, start asking those questions today. I could give you, you know, so many different stories of customers that I help where I initially talked to them 2 or 3 years ago, and maybe over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, we've maybe touched base once or twice to answer little questions as they start to kind of grow that idea into their business. And then when the time finally comes, when it's the right opportunity, we're there to be their financial partner to help them get it off the ground.
So, ምንድን ነው የሚሏቸው? መታችሁ አነጋግሩን። አንዳንዲ በሐሳብ ብቻ ያለ business ሊሆን ይችላል። ስራ ያልጀመረ ማለት ነው። አነጋግሯቸው። አንዳንዴ ለሚመጣው አመት የሚቋቋም business ሊሆን ይችላል። አንዳንዴ ለሚመጣው 6 ወር የሚዘጋጅ ሊሆን ይችላል። ትልቅ ባንክ እንደመሆናችን መጠን የሁሉም አይነት experience አለን ነው የሚለው። ስለዚህ ትንሽም ብትሆኑ የትንሽ experience አለን፣ ትልቅም ብትሆኑ የትልቅ experience አለን። እና መጣችሁ አነጋግሩን። ወደ 150 የሚሆኑ ብራንቾች አሉ ይላል። በጣም ብዙ ናቸው በየኔበርሁድ ነው። you are all over, I know that. Even when you were First Union and First Atlanta, and then when you were Wachovia, let alone Wells Fargo. So በየቦታው ነው ያሉት። አነጋግሯቸው ሁልጊዜ። በእኛ ሀገር እኮ ከመጠየቅ ደጃዝማችነት ይቀራል ይባላል እኮ። መልሱ የምታገኙት በመጀመሪያ ፍርድ ሰጣችሁ ሳይሆን መልስ የምታገኙ ሂዳችሁ ካነጋገራችሁ በኋላ ኦልተርኔቲቭ ይነግሯችኋል ማለት ነው። You just wait a little bit. Thank you, Jeffrey Wolf and Michael Spencer. You will be our guest next time in case there is a need. We probably will have also one Ethiopian day where you can explain some of the situations live to people, maybe in a small hall or something like that. You had already told us that before. But we figured out that probably we may have to do it by radio first. That way, next time it can go to a different level. I will play a little bit of music. Just wait about 5 minutes. We may have some questions. If not, I think we're going to go then. We're going to go to our schedule.
Madani te wallo karto ye choma dare magan anchi oye badin nam basel jamaran kasda se kanyang ni bole magan wallo kallo garado na dese zare batsta kanto gar nachna se መገንቱ ባላፍቶ ወልያና የጁ የደጋ ጎጆ አገር የእግዜር መሃል ጆ
I don't want to hold you. I think we will arrange another time when the need arrives. I'm very happy you explained the situation to us. It was very clear. I'm glad also people were exposed to what Wells Fargo is. They understood now that you're people's bank, that you talk to any person, the rich and the poor. All we need to do is go and ask them, and you will get answers, whichever way it goes. Okay, thank you very much, okay?
Thank you so much.
I'll call you.
sinkanaye wala na dalanta kedus la libela anda tirote moy anje chen sibela maklala otche la borana dinger macham manje twaiche yada ga kwachager jamanna railo pege yella ga genati tabra karagulat gappa magulati magan gore da uriye magan luta shamarama magan sikara ganyo magan magan peira dama magan magan orabama magan amjamna ukallu magan wato yamai talau magan yamke magaru
እሺ የዌልስ ፋርጎ ባለስልጣኖች ጄፍሪ ወልፍ እና ማይክል ስፔንሰር መጥተው መግለጫ ሰጥተውናል። አንዳንድ ጥያቄ ካላችሁ ስልክ ደውልልኝ የት እንደምገኙም ልነግራችሁ እችላለሁ። ግን ሁሉ ጊዜ ባንክ አጠገባችን ያለው ነው መሄድ ያለብን። ስንመላለስ ሪሌሽንሺፕ መፍጠር አለብን። እየሄድ ሰላም ብንልም ኮፊ ብንጠጣም ከነሱ ጋር ጥያቄ የፋይናንሻል ጥያቄም ቢኖር እንዲገልጹልን ለመጠየቅ እንችላለን። ሁልጊዜ ግንኙነቱ ስንጠይቅ ብቻ ሳይሆን ሌላ ጊዜ መሆን እንዳለበት ነው። አሁን እኔ የሚበዛው አንድ ቦታ ነው የሚሄደው ቴክኒካሊ ሁሉም ያውቁኛል። ምክንያቱም ካስተመራቸው ነኛ ስለዚህ ብድርም ለመጠየቅ ክሬዲት ካርድም ለመጠየቅ ሎን ሞዲፊኬሽንም ለመጠየቅ ሁልጊዜ ሄደን ማነጋገር እንዳለብን ነው። ማነጋገሩ ጠቃሚነት አለው ማለት ነው። ሌላ ዛሬ የምነግራችሁ ባለፈው ሳምንት ስለ የቲኬሽ መዋጮ ተነጋግረናል። እንዳጋጣሚ በጣም ጥሩ ውጤት ስላመጣ ምን እንዳደረኩ ሰሞኑን እነግራችሁ ነው። አንድ ግለሰብ ሐሙስ ይመጣና አንድ እርዳታ ፈልጎ ነበር። እርዳታውን የሚገባውን መልሰጥቼ ሊወጣ ስል ቲኬ ያንተን ሾው ሁሉ ጊዜ ነው የምሰማው እኔ ግን ምንም ሰጥቼ የማላቀም እና ቶዮታ ፎራነር አለኝ ይሄውና ታይትሉ ውሰደውና ከፈለክ ሽጠህ ለቲኬ ሾው አርገው ከፈለክ ደሞ ለኦቨር አከራየውና ክራዩ ለቲኬ ሾው ካቨር ያረጋል ብሎ ሰጠኝ ማለት ነው። እኔ አንደኛ ሁለት መኪና ነኝ ያለኝ ፕላስ ደሞ አንተ ለምንድነው ኤክስትራ ሐላፊነት ተሰምቶ 2000 እና 3000 የምትከፍለኝ ሁሉ ሰው ሼር ማድረግ አለበት ደሞ ስራ ያለው ብሎ ታይትሉን ሰጥቶኝ ሄደ። በነገታው መጣና ቲኬ ሳይን አላረኩትም ታይትሉ አለኝ የለም ሳይን አታረጋው ይሄ መኪና ያንተ ነው ትወስደዋል ስራ ስታገኝ ግን 50 ብር ወይም ደሞ 100 ብር ስጠኝና ደስ ይለኛል። ስለዚህ ግዳጅ ፈጽመሃል እኔ ደስ አይለኝ መኪናው ላንተ ብዬ ወስኛለሁ ብሎ ብዙ ተከራከረ። እንዳጋጣሚ ግን ኮንቪንስ አድርጌው መኪናውን ወስዷል። ሆዴን ይበላኝ በጣም ደሞ አመሰግናለሁ ሐሳብህ በምን ልገልጸው አልችልም። መኪናዋ በጣም ጥሩ ተይታናት ጥቁር ካለር ያላትናት እንዳውም አጥቤ ነው ማስረክብን ያለኝ። እንደዚህ የመሰሉ ሰዎች ያስፈልጉናል። ይሄ ሰውዬ ለቲኬ ሾው ብሎ 2300 መክፈሉ አግባብን በሶሻል ታየይ ነው መኪናውን ያለወሰድኳት ደሞ ለምን መኪናው ወስድበታለሁ እንደአቅሙ ሌላው 50 ብር ወይም ደሞ 100 ብር ቢከፍለኝ ደስ እንደሚለኝ ነው። ሰሞኑን ባለፈው ሳምንት ባደረግነው ድራይቭ ፈጠነይ መኑ 50 ብር ፕሌጅ አርጓል። ፊፊ 50 ብር አርጋለች። ተክሌ 50 ሰላሐዲን ወዚር 50 ሲሳይ መሸሻ 50 ወንድሙ ደሞ ንጉሴ 50 ወርቄ ንጋቱ መጣ 100 ብር ሰጣኛለች በክሬዲት ካርድ ማለት ነው። በለጤ ማንም ሰጣለሁ ብሎ 50 ብር አብዱ የሚባልም ደውሎ 50 ብር በየአመቱ እሰጣለሁ ብሏል። ሺባ ሬስቶራንት በየአመቱ 100 ብር እንሰጣለን ብለውኛል። ከፋሊ ተክሌ ኬ ፉድ ማርት 100 ብር እሰጣለሁ ብሏል። ሌሎችም ብዙን አቸው እንሰጣለን ብሏል ሮያል ፓርኪንግ እኛ እንዲያውም ሳትናገር ወስነን ነበር 100 ብር በየአመቱ እንሰጣለን ብሏል ተሸሞ በላይ ስቶፕ ኤንድ ስቶፕ ፉድ ስቶር በየአመቱ 100 ብር እሰጣለሁ ብሎ ከፍሎኛል አለማየሁ ወዲጃ የትሪፕል ሱቅ ባለቤት አማውንት መንሽን አደረገም ሁልጊዜ የሚሰጠኝ ነው 100 ብር እንደሚሰጠኝ ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ እንዲሁም ፒያሳ በየአመቱ 100 ብር እንሰጣለሁ ብሏል ስለዚህ ጥሩ እየሄደ ነው አትሊስት አሁን በዚህ ሁኔታ ለስድስት ሳምንት በላይ የሚሆን ገንዘብ አግኝተናል እንዲህ ዲል ሊሰጥ ነው አሁን አንድ ቢዝነስ ለቲኬ ሾው በአመት እሰጣለሁ ካለ ዛሬና የሚቀጥለው ሳምንት ማለት ነው 100 ብር እሰጣለሁ ካለ ቲኬ ሾው ለአራት ሳምንት አድቨርታይዝመንት አደርግላችኋለሁ ቢዝነሳችሁን ስለዚህ 100 ብር ፕሌጅ ብታረጉ በሚቀጥሉት አራት ሳምንታት የእናንተን ቢዝነስ አድቨርታይዝመንት እሰጣለሁ ማለት ነው ስለዚህ በ25 ብር አድቨርታይዝመንት እያገኛችሁ ናችሁ ሌላው ደግሞ የቲኬ ሾውን እየደገፋችሁ ናችሁ ቢዝነሶች መግባት እንዳለበት ነው ቢኮዝ ክላይንቶቻችሁን እኮ ነው የምናስተምረው ያለ ክላይንቶቻችሁ እኮ ኤጁኬትድ ኮንዚመር እንዲሆኑ እያሳሰብን እኮ በቲኬ ሾው አንድ ጊዜ ስለ ምግብ አቅርበን ነበር ብዙ ሀሜታ ነበር እሱን በማቅረባችን እኮ አሁን ችግሩ የለም እየተባለ ነው ሁለቴ ነው ያቀረብኩት አንደኛ ጥሩ ለሚሰሩት ማን እንደሆኑ ለማወቅ ቻል ሁለተኛ ነገር ደግሞ መጥፎ የሚሰሩ የነበሩ ሳንጣላ ሁኔታው ታረመ እኮ በምግብ ጉዳይ ካነሳ ነው ከኖርዝ ከዌስት ከሙሉ የተደወለው በጣም ብዙ ሰው ነው ያዳመጠው ኢንፋክት በዛን ጊዜ የነበረው የኦንላይን እንትናችን ዌብ ፔጃችን በጣም ብዙ ነው ያዳመጠው ስለዚህ ቢዝነሶች ካላችሁ 100 ብር ወይም 50 ብር ለግሱልን ከፈለጋችሁ በሬዲዮ ደውልና ንገሩኝ ስማችሁን ካልፈለጋችሁ ደግሞ ከወጣሁ በ404-315-1010 የኦፊስ ቁጥር ነው ወደ ሴልላር ኮኔክትድ ነው ለማዳመጥ ለመደወል እንደምትችሉ ነው እስቲ እንግዲህ ትንሽ ሙዚቃ ላጫውትና የምትደውሉ ካላችሁ ደውሉ እርዳታችሁን እንፈልጋለን ስልክ ቁጥራችን 404-603-8770 404-603-8770 Magamuru, Mr. Ragolo. እሺ ሌላ ደግሞ ያልነገርኳችሁ ውብሸት ተክለ ማርያም ደግሞ የኢግል ፉድ ስቶር ኃላፊ ነው። እኔም ኦፍ ኮርስ አማውንቱ አልነገርኩትም 100 ብር እንደሚሰጥ ነው ተስፋ አለኝ። ሁልጊዜ ነው የሚያግዘኝ። እኔ ብቻ ሳልሆን ሁለት ሌሎች ቢዝነስ ደግሞ ይየመጣለሁ ገንዘቡ ብሏል። ስለዚህ ጥሩ ትብብር ያገኘን ነው እስቲ እንቀጥል። በዛሬ በዓል አሬ መስቀል ነው። ፒያሳ መስቀል ስፔሻል የሚል አዘጋጅቷል። ልዩ ክትፎ አዘጋጅተናል። ልዩ ዋጋ ነው ያለኝ። ቅናሽ ነው ዋጋው አልነገረኝም። ቅዳሜና እሁድ ክፍት ነን። የሆያ ሆዬና ሳዬ በሌማ ጨዋታ ይታያል። ከአራት በላይ የባህል ተጫዋቾች አሉ። ሰራተኞቻችን ልዩ የባህል ልብስ ለብሰው ነው የሚያገለግሏችሁ እና አሁንም ክፍት ነን፣ ማታም ክፍት ነን፣ ነገም ክፍት ነን። ኑና ተደሰቱ ይላል። እንግዲህ ፒያሳ ኒዳ ቁጥሩ ይኖራችኋል 404-717-17 ይቅርታ፣ እዚህ ጋር 7 ነው 4325 አራት የሮራት ኋላ ነግራችኋለሁ ቁጥሩ አለኝ። እኒያው ፒያሳ የማያውቅ ሰው የለም። ፒያሳ በጣም ፖፑላር ሬስቶራንታችን ነው። ልዩ ዝግጅት አለን እያለ ነው ማለት እና ሁለቱም ቀን ተጋብዛችኋል። ሂዱና ተደሰቱ። የአንድ ኢትዮጵያዊ ቢዝነስ በምንሄድበት ጊዜ የብዙ ሰው ጉሮሮ ነው እኮ የምናግዘው። የራሳችን የሆኑ ቢዝነሶች እኛ ካልደገፍናቸው ሌላ ሰው አይደግፋቸውም። በድሮ ጊዜ ጅዎች ምን ይሉ ነበር? 10 ብር ካለህ 9 ወደ ጅው፣ 1 ወደ ሌላ ነበር የሚሉ። ምክንያቱም እነዚህ ቢዝነስ የእኛ ደጋፊዎች ናቸው፣ በችግራችንም ሆነ በደስታችን የሚመጡ ናቸው። እኔ አዲስ አበባ ዩኒቨርሲቲ በ1969 እስከ 74 ነበር በነጭ ማለት ነው። ለአንድ ሌክቸረር ሪሰርች አደረግ ነበር እና ሰውየው አሜሪካዊ ነው፣ ሚስቱ ደግሞ ጁ ናት። ከአራት ኪሎ ወደ ሰንጋተራ እንቁላል ለመግዛት ትሄድ ነበር። አንዳንዴ ሽንኩርት ለመግዛት ትሄዳለች መኪናዋን አስነስታ። እና ለምንድን ነው አንቺ ይህን ሁሉ ድራይቭ የምታረጊው እዚህ ሰዎች እያሉ እላት ነበር። ስማ ተካ፣ እነዚህ ወገኖቼ ናቸው፣ የሚቀብሩኝ እነሱ ናቸው፣ በደስታ የሚመጡ እነሱ ናቸው። እኔ ካልደገፍኳቸው ማን ይደግፋቸዋል? ሌላ ደግሞ ለራሴ ኢንቨስት እያረኩኝ ነኝ ነበር እኮ ያለችኝ። 40 ዓመት በፊት ነው ይሄ የምትለኝ። ለራሴ ኢንቨስት እያረኩኝ ነኝ፣ ምክንያቱም በችግሬ የሚደርሱልኝ እነሱ ናቸው ነው ያለችኝ። እውነቷን አልኩ። ዘመዳችን እኮ ነው የሚቀብረን፣ ዘመዳችን እኮ ነው ሰርጋችን ላይ የሚመጣው። ሰው የእኛ ቢዝነሶች ማዳበር አለብን። ኢታዝን ማረር ማንም ይሁን ማንም የእኛ ዘመድ እኮ ነው። ክላርክስተንም ስቶን ማውንቴንም ያሉ አትላንታም ያሉ ሂደን እኮ ማግኘት ይኖርብናል፣ አይዟችሁ እኮ ማለት ይኖርብናል። አንዳንዴ ተስፋ ይቆርጣሉ። እንዴ ለምን እኛ እንሄድ ሞ እነሱ ቢልድ ማድረግ ይኖርብናል። ምክንያቱም እኛ ካልተባበርን ሌላ ሰው ሊተባበርልን አይችልም። እስቲ እንደገና ዘፈን ላምጣና ላጫውት። እቺ ትግርኛ ዘፈን ናት። ሄር ዊ ጎ እየመጣ ነው። ዛሬ ምን ሆናለች? ዋው ኦኬ፣ አልወደደችም። ሌላ ዘፈን ላምጣ። እሺ ሌላ ዘፈን በሲዲ እንጫወታለን። እንግዲህ ሁለተኛ ምን አይነት ባንክ ነው የሚያገለግለን የሚል ለተለያዩ ጥያቄዎች የተለያዩ ባንኮች እንዳሉ ነግራችሁ ነው። ሌላው ወልማርት ባንክ ቢዝነስ ሊገባ ነው። በየተለያዩ ባንኮች የተለያዩ መንዝሊ ፊ አለ ምን ከፍለው። አንዳንዱ 11 ብር ያስከፍላሉ አንዳንዱ 15 ብር ያስከፍላሉ አንዳንዱ አያስከፍሉም ስለዚህ እንነጋገራለን ወልማርት አሁን በቅርቡ ሊጀምር ነው በጣም ቼኮችም ርካሽ ናቸው ሰርቪስ ቻርጁም በጣም ርካሽ ነው ለነገሩ ትንሽ ቆይቶ ደግሞ እንዳመት ሊሆነው ነው አሁን ወደ ሞርጌጅ ሊገባ ያሰበ ነው ወልማርት ከላስት ይር ጀምሮ ወሬው ይነፍስ ነበር ስለዚህ ወልማርት ምግብ ብቻ መንገዛበት ሳይሆን ወልማርት ባንክም እናረግበት ነው ሎንም እንወስድበት ነው ሞርጌጅም እናረግበት ነው ለሁሉም ነገር ዝግጁ የሆነ ነው ማለት ነው ስለ ወልማርት ባንክ ስለሚመጣው አሁን አዲስ ባንክ ነው ምን አይነት ሰርቪስ እንደሚሰጥ ለማን እንደሚያገለግል ምን እንደሆነ በሰፊው እገልጽላችኋለሁ ሌላው ደግሞ ባንኮቹ የተለያዩ ናቸው የተለያዩ ሆነው ግን ለሚያስፈልገን ሰርቪስ ሊሰጡን የሚችሉ የትኞቹ ናቸው ልንጠቀምባቸው ስምንችል የትኞቹ ናቸው ብለን ማሰብ ይኖርብናል እሺ
Yeah, I love mama, 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 I'll come in.
አድማጮቻችን ለዛሬ ነው ያለን ፕሮግራም እዚህ ጋር ወቃል ከሴሽኑ ቆጣ በኋላ አንዳንድ እርዳታ ለማድረግ የምትፈልጉ ካላችሁ በ404-315-1010 እደግመዋለሁ በ404-315-1010 ደውሉልን እሺ
Thank you.